Bob Moore.
Well, I would imagine that the first Christmas was a night just like almost any other night. Around the world, people were doing kind of whatever it was that kind of defined their lives at the moment. For some people, maybe it was struggling against hunger, fear, and desperation. For others, it was just enjoying their wealth and their life of ease. Yet for others, it was simply dealing with the pressures of their lives. But it was a normal life for all people, for ways that they were used to. But for all that, first Christmas was just another night too, kind of lived in darkness. And it's a dark world. We understand the darkness that exists in the world around us. See, God had created the world to live in union with Him. And way back at the beginning, he breathed into Adam life, the father of our race. And he formed Eve from the side of Adam and had joined the two together and to himself. It was beautiful. It was perfect. It was all about life and love and sharing. And in the beginning, the world lived in harmony with the Creator. But then darkness came. And those created and loved by God rebelled against Him. And bringing a darkness that would end up, in a sense, permeating all of creation. Death had entered through sin. And as the children of Adam filled the world, they took with them the darkness of that day in Eden. So it wasn't a night in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. And it was a world of darkness cut off from the source of all light, the Creator. But the beautiful thing is, light was coming into the world. A young girl carried in her womb a son. This daughter of Eve was about to give birth to the one who would be the light of the world. This infant would reverse forever the consequences of humanity's fall into sin and death and darkness. You could almost call it the miracle of miracles. Our human sister Mary became, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Mother of God, the bearer of the Savior of the world. You see, hidden there in that Jesse tree is a baby. And the promise was made in Eden. It was passed down and continued to be passed down. The opening verses in the Gospel of John are among probably the greatest and most familiar verses in the Bible. And what John does, kind of in a very poetic way, he brings an amazing truth to light through human words, which reveals the Lord to human sight. The one John wrote about is not only the subject of the words, but also the author of all things. But the story of Jesus does not begin with the story of Mary or Joseph or the shepherds or the wise men. The story actually begins before the creation of the world. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And the most incredibly profound way the Creator now joins Himself to His broken and hurting creation in order to redeem us all. The very Creator becomes one of us. And it's the promise that was there since the very beginning. From the day in which sin entered Eden, through the lives of the patriarchs and the prophets and the kings, through a man named Jesse, through his son David, one golden thread unites it all. In one continuous thread. History may change things. History is an ongoing thing. Circumstances in life change and may change. But the one thing that does not change are the promises of God. They do not. And this day we see the descendant of Jesse, the Virgin Mary, bringing to the world a baby who will forever change the universe. But you see, the fruit of Jesse's tree was unseen. The prophets of God spoke and wrote about the one who was to come. Yet those who read the prophets, who heard the prophets, didn't understand or see the fulfillment of the prophetic word. John tells us he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. See, God chose to use things and people that were not what we would have chosen. And that's probably why they were hidden. Because when you think about where we would have looked, or what we would have done, or where we would have tried to find it, it wouldn't have been there. And so it was that the fulfillment of the promises came through a peasant girl giving birth in a stable and taking her baby and laying him in a feeding trough. That's not where we would have looked to find the Messiah, the Savior of the world. It's not how we would have conceived it coming about or happening, what we would have looked for. And this Word of God who created all things also changes all things. John writes, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I think the thing that we have to deal with every day is we just see the darkness around us at times. And we don't like it. And the world is just dark in so many ways. And yes, all of us have sinned, and all of us deserve not just earthly death, but we all deserve eternal death. And yet the Creator of the universe so loves us that he has taken the darkness and destroyed it with his own light. And where his light is and where his light comes, there is life. Not death that reigns. He brings life. He brings light. So we have a babe who brings life to all. Again, the promise was passed from Eve to Abraham to Jesse to you. So the traditions of the Jesse tree celebrates God's promise through human history. Promises that are more certain than anything our eyes might conceive or our minds could imagine. In the world and the devil, our own flesh would have us look inward for an answer to the darkness that surrounds us and fills us. But the problem is, if that's all we did, is that's all we had, was to look inside, I think all we would do is find just more darkness and more hopelessness. What we need is something outside of us. So we need God's own light to break into our darkness and change our night into day. And it's in Jesus, the light of the world, that God has given that light. John writes, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. till this unchanging baby saves. No human eye really perceived it that night for really truly what it was. All that could be seen really was they see this child, they see this baby. But he brought life into death. And light was to be the light of the world. And every force of Satan would seek to put out that light. Herod would attempt to destroy him by killing every male infant. Scribes and Pharisees would seek to silence him as he spoke words of life. Failing to silence him, they would seek to kill him. And so some 33 years after the first Christmas, the babe in Bethlehem would be nailed to a cross. But here's the thing. That's why he came. That's what he had come to do. The Christmas story is really about a baby who had been born to die. And not just to die, but to be placed in the utter darkness of a tomb and on Easter morning burst forth from the tomb. What great news that is. And so when the child of Mary rose from the grave, the light that began at Bethlehem would continue to shine. And that light still shines in the darkness. And it's a light that neither this world nor Satan could ever put out. It's the light that God wants to share with you. It's the light that God wants to have within you and for you to shine forth in the world. It's a light that gives life. It's a light that gives hope. It's a light that can help us see our way through this world. And it shines on you. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, tomorrow, into all eternity. And he's prepared it for you. Again, Christmas is really a statement. It's a statement of God's love for you. And it all began way back at the very beginning when God saw what had happened there when that first sin came into the world. God said, I got to change this. And his mercy and grace set in motion a plan, a promise that one day a Savior would come for me, for you, for all of us. It's a statement of God's love for you, his desire for all of us to be a part of his family. So however we celebrate and recognize Christmas this year, you know, in this season that we are in, the good news is that it doesn't matter, in a sense, how many people are around us or where physically it may be, but that we are loved by God, a part of his family, gifted with the greatest gift we could ever be given. Celebrate God's gift to you of life, light, and salvation. And have a very blessed and merry Christmas. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.